You can't script a ghost hunt, and ends with a journey back home to his loved ones. It's an honor and a privilege to be asked to write this foreword. I have known Richard for a good few years now. He is a giant of a man, in stature and knowledge and centimeters. I consider him a good friend, and I hope that can continue. Paul Stevenson, October 2021, UK. 582 miles from top to bottom. Introduction. Americans do love their road trips. Hitting the highway and following the lure of the open road is a long-established tradition here in the U.S. As a kid, growing up in my native England, I learned about this thanks to the magic of Hollywood. Movies such as The Blues Brothers, Easy Rider, National Lampoon's Vacation, Smokey and the Bandit, Eastbound and Down, Loaded Up and Truckin', even Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, all instilled a desire in me to travel across the United States by road someday, having high adventures along the way. Hell, even Dumb and Dumber counts. I laughed my way through Harry and Lloyd's wacky adventures, never realizing I would one day work at one of the movie's shooting locations, a very haunted hotel in the Rocky Mountains named The Stanley, which was also the inspiration for Stephen King's classic ghost story, The Shining. I first saw the movie when it was released in 1994. 25 years later, I was giving ghost tours in that very same hotel. It really is a small world after all. I came to the United States in 1999, settled down, and eventually became a citizen. Like almost everybody else, I've done a handful of small road trips in my life. When my dear old mom was diagnosed with terminal cancer in 2003, I took her on the road for a week. We visited Billy the Kid's grave in New Mexico, then stopped off at Roswell, site of the alleged UFO crash which still causes controversy to this day. Then we made our way through the Garden of the Gods in Colorado, before passing north through rural Wyoming and heading into the Black Hills of South Dakota. It was a wonderful journey, not less because, although neither of us wanted to say it aloud, we both knew it would be the last trip we would ever take together in this life. My mother died the following spring of metastatic brain cancer, and I will cherish the memory of that road trip until my dying day. Fast forward to 2020, when it's safe to say we all had the year from hell, thanks mostly, but not exclusively, to the COVID-19 coronavirus. Few people traveled very far that year, and many spent weeks and months locked down at home, getting the 21st century equivalent of cabin fever along the way. Early 2021 brought a vaccine, and no matter what your beliefs on that might be, I'm not here to preach to you or try and change your mind. It certainly made travel a much safer option. I worked heavily throughout the pandemic, in my capacity as a clinical chief and paramedic for an ambulance service. In 2020, I spent the entire year working at my day job, and I also put in the equivalent of 3 months' worth of overtime on an ambulance on top of that, treating patients and transporting them to and from the hospital. That still pales in comparison to the workloads undertaken by many doctors, nurses, and other medical staff in some of the hardest hit areas, but it's fair to say that by the summer of 2021, I was ready to get away for a while and felt that I had earned a break. That's when I began planning what I like to call the Great American Ghost Trip. The concept was a simple one, an epic journey over 12 nights, starting out from my home in Colorado, heading out to the East Coast and back again, taking in some of the country's most historic and haunted locations along the way. I started out with a map of the continental United States and immediately began plotting locations that lay east of my adopted home state. I've been fortunate enough to research a number of reputedly haunted places since I first came to the U.S. and have also written books about quite a few of them. My plan was to revisit several of those familiar old haunts again, but also to include an equal number of new locations in order to keep things fresh. It didn't take long for me to pinpoint those locations and create a list. Then I contacted the owners and arranged permission to not only visit each one, spending at least one night there whenever possible, but also to write about them.